we as physicians have to do this shared, what we like to call now shared decision making. Have our patients understand what is the ideal therapy, whether it is a medicine taken every 2 weeks or a daily medication. Is it better to use a sort of daily topical therapy? Going over the risk and benefits of to control them, to manage their symptoms, their overall well-being, and looking at these complicated issues, because every patient is an individual and we need to figure out what's going to be the best individual therapy for those patients. And I think this is also really important for adherence, because in almost anything we do in medicine, if we can manage to give patients increased adherence, it makes all our lives easier and it makes the patients respond better to therapy. But it is really hard to control adherence and to make sure patients truly take the medications. So Dr. Paolo, do you have any tricks on adherence?
Yeah, I think adherence is huge. Of course, our patients come in and they don't want to tell us that they're not using their medication as we prescribed them. And I think it's hard for us to know whether they are actually using as prescribed or not. I'm always in awe of some of the studies that were performed in which stealth monitoring was done with little electronic sensors in the caps that would tell how often the tubes of medication were open as a surrogate for use. Those studies showed that only 32% of the effect of the expected utilization was what patients adhered to. So that, for example, right after the visit with the doctor and right before the visit with the doctor over that 8-week trial of the use of stealth monitoring, there was this dramatic increase in the use, but in between, a marked reduction. Now, again, it's hard to get our patients to fess up that they're not using their medication, but we can try our best to make it easier for them. I think, first of all, education about why we're using what we've chosen to use. So there's a clear rationale that makes sense to the patient or to the family is very important. Secondly, I think clear instructions are very important. And now that most of us have electronic medical records, it makes it that much easier to be writing everything down, because there is no way our patients can remember everything that we say in that office setting. Third, heeding patient preference is very important. If you've got a family that's working in the evening and that's not a really good time to be spending half an hour with the bathing and the moisturizing or the application of medication, or in some cases even longer than half an hour, you really have to adjust what you're recommending to the family or to the individual adult patient in terms of how to use the medication as prescribed. Even the vehicle makes a huge difference. I can't tell you how many young babies we treat with ointments, but when we get into the adolescent ages, that's when that teenager may not want to put on the ointment in the morning because it gets all over the clothes or it's easily visible. But you can substitute with perhaps a cream formulation that may not be your favorite, but it may be something that then that individual will use. So we need to be thinking about that. Many of our children, for example, have some sensory issues, and they may not like the feel of the ointment. So we need to listen, and we need to respond, again, bringing in this shared decision-making about what to use.